This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Laura Winters. The sound of protesters in Israel, as it's been 3 months and people are questioning where are the hostages and what's being done to get them out.
The government should do everything they can do to bring them back home. It's so many days that they are there.
Israelis who are missing a loved one kidnapped by Hamas terrorists back on October 7th, protesting in Tel Aviv and setting up a long table with more than 100 empty white chairs with color pictures of those still being held.
We don't know who alive, who is not.
In other news, in light of the war in Ukraine and the war in the Middle East, it seems it would be a good idea to know where the U.S. Defense Secretary is. But we are learning more about his absence. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, turns out, was in the hospital as the result of complications from a medical procedure, and he was even in ICU for a period. Problem is, he reportedly didn't inform the White House for a few days. He was hospitalized Monday, and reporters at the Pentagon first alerted to the situation on Friday. To Fort Lauderdale, Florida now, and another shocker, where people are absolutely stunned to see a tornado-looking funnel cloud hit.
A lightning strike.
A severe weather system is moving across the country right now, bringing snow to the northeast.
It is likely that the southern half to two-thirds of the state will only see rain.
Here's New Jersey Governor, Democrat Phil Murphy.
We are all ready for whatever comes our way and taking every precaution, although it is Mother Nature. So we do our very best to calculate, predict, and prepare, but you have to accept the fact that it is Mother Nature.
This is USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Another handout to illegal aliens, a report from California that Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom will be giving free health care to another 750,000 illegals on top of the 1.1 already receiving it at taxpayer expense. This comes as California is facing its biggest budget deficit ever. One person killed, 12 hurt after a bus crashes in upstate New York on a highway near Lake George. Police say the bus rolled over. Detectives investigating the cause of the crash. Pennsylvania Senator Democrat John Fetterman says he doesn't recognize his alma mater, Harvard, anymore. Fetterman speaking out about former Harvard president Claudine Gay, who was forced to step down after she refused to condemn anti-Semitism raging on campus. Fetterman in an interview saying, as an alum of Harvard, look, I graduated 25 years ago, and of course it was always a little pinko, but now I don't recognize it. In other news, a third batch of Jeffrey Epstein documents unsealed. The new public documents allege Epstein and his associates would target and troll nightclubs looking for teenage girls. Also, new details about Prince Andrew. His butler alleges he received daily massages at Epstein's home in Palm Beach, Florida. And we learn Epstein invoked the Fifth Amendment 500 times during a deposition in 2016, and he dodged questions about former President Bill Clinton and the Clinton Foundation. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Better stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. Great to have you with us sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Michael Lett's going to be joining us in just a moment as we talk about Israel entering into its fourth month of Israel-Hamas war. Meanwhile, which has been ongoing anyway, attacks coming from the north, from Hezbollah, not to mention what's happening in the West Bank. You've got Palestinians tossing a bomb every once in a while, a missile into Israel just for fun. So Israel is surrounded, and meanwhile, they talk about expanding the war. Israel's talk of expanding war to Lebanon is giving some consternation to the United States. Well, it's not necessarily the expanding the war. It's like, the old saying is that you may not be interested in war, but war is interested in you. And Hezbollah has been active from day one, ever since the war started with Hamas. So Israel has had to maintain two fronts and still keep an eye on what's happening in the Gaza as well. But you have the United States, I believe, trying to put in their two cents. And, of course, it puts Israel in a tough spot, because do they want the support of the United States? Sure they do. They want the money from the United States? Sure they do. And so they've got to walk a little bit of a political tight line here. Michael Letch is with us now. He is the president and founder, of course, of Invest. Michael, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Bill, it's always a privilege to be on your show, and thank you for the opportunity.
Well, Michael, this controversy that's been going on, with Blinken, he's already been into the region four times in recent months, so he's been very active to try to try to manage a war. And of course, for those of us here, we're thinking, wait a minute, the United States hasn't done such a great job in managing their own wars, much less getting involved with what's going on with Israel.
I think you have a very, very good point, Bill. Our track record, at least over the last few generations, hasn't been very good. Mm-hmm. And for us to try to tell Israel what they can and can't do is really nonsense.
Yeah. And of course, it is a political tightrope that Netanyahu and the Israelis have to balance here in dealing with the United States. Although, you hear Joe Biden's statements and he's speaking out of both sides of his mouth. One minute he's supporting Netanyahu, the next minute, of course, you think, is he going to jump the Rubicon here and align himself with so many of those in the UN, which dramatically resist anything that Israel would do for its own sovereignty.
Well, you know, Bill, I think what the sad part about all this is we know from Middle Eastern intelligence, we get ourselves from Iran and others, that they have called on Hezbollah, Hamas, to create terrorist activity within our soil, within American borders. We know for a fact that we have, just in the last week, after 10 Iranians crossing the southern border, who have ties with terrorist organizations. So they're fulfilling their commitment to bring terrorists over to this country. We also picked up last week 10 IEDs on the border. Now, those are the big boys. Those bombs will do some damage.
Mm-hmm.
You know that we've also intercepted explosives, other things. They are preparing to fulfill what they are calling for, and that is to create terrorist activities in America. You don't see this president, this administration, concentrating on making sure our borders are secure first if we're telling other people how to secure theirs.
Exactly. Well, and that's the hypocrisy that exists. But you see, they're not. See, our government thinks they're fooling people. They think they're fooling we, the people, and they're not. They think they're fooling, you know, people overseas. They're not. Xi gets it. You know, Hezbollah gets it. I mean, we have being reported by the by our own CPB or CBP is that we have already something like 20, at least 20 active Hezbollah cells within the United States.
That's correct, Bill. Actually, that's a little under where we're at. Technically, if you looked at you have the intel on the inside scoop, we have a cell group in almost every state in America.
Right.
So
that's on top of the network of the cartels that are operating. You see, and the thing is you know, they talk about all these people that come into the country, they're not vetted. Well, you really don't have to vet them because you know 99, at least 99% of them, Michael, if not 100%, don't come to through the border unless they are attached and beholden to the cartels, right? Because the cartels are the troll. They're the trolls right there at the border.
Well, you take a look at it, you know, why we have this situation, why we're facing it. You know, drug cartels and human sex trafficking are the most lucrative businesses in the world at the moment. America is the distribution center point. And China funnels the drugs, of course. Various countries funnel the human trafficking. But they all have open borders. We have open borders to allow this business operation to thrive the way it does. So why wouldn't we do something about that? Well, the cartel, contrary to what the media tries to portray them, are very smart people. They're very smart business people. They know when you have a cash flow business like that, the first thing you do is you make sure you contribute to campaigns and to programs that are favorable to you if they're allowing an open border system.
That's right.
If you trace the money, the Democratic Party has got plenty of it coming in, and there's of no interest in protecting the American citizens. They're interested in keeping that cash cow coming.
Well, because they got because their number one job, Michael, is to get reelected. See, this is what people need to understand this. They need to get reelected, and they need money to get reelected. So they're selling their souls, whether it's to the cartels or whether to the World Economic Forum, you know, Klaus Schwab and, you know, George Soros and the like, right?
That's correct. And then, of course, the second thing they accomplish, that's the main objective. And then the second thing that accomplishes that objective is for everyone that comes across, talk about illegal immigrants. They just keep their name and put them on a mail-in ballot. So they're able to stuff ballots by having more names, and that benefits them. They know good and well that the illegal immigrants could care less about having their name forged on a mail-in ballot.
Right.
And so it is a very well-organized system for them right now. It's financially beneficial, and it is for election results beneficial for them. Of course, both of those are being done in the wrong way. And America needs to say we're not going to allow our government to continue to operate with such lack of values and principles. That's the key.
Well, and you're exactly right. This is where the ball is in the court of we the people. And if we the people don't pick up the ball and take on the contest here, Michael, I don't think we can handle another 4 years of this kind of governance. I mean, this is just it's untenable. It's unsustainable. And I just think that finally, I'm just hoping, Michael, that the lies that they have been perpetrating out there will finally catch up to them, and it will cause the American people to kind of be shocked to reality, to again take their rightful responsibility of being in charge of this government.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Despite hosting 17 million Christians nationwide, some regions of Cameroon remain steeped in traditional superstitions and false beliefs. Security injunctions have set heavy restrictions on church activities, and converts can be at great risk if they tell anyone about their new faith. To provide hope in the midst of persecution, the Tide Ministry recently launched powerful gospel radio broadcasts in Cameroon. The story of a local witch doctor who found Christ, burned his personal idols, and is now sharing the gospel in his community showcases the power of Christ in places desperate for his love. Hearing the good news in your own language can ignite the fire of Christ in a powerful way. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people around the world whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. It's 19 minutes after The top of the hour, we're talking with law enforcement veteran, CEO and founder of Invest USA. And we're going to talk about, Donald Trump receiving strong support in his fight against the Colorado Supreme Court, and rightfully so. You know, the majority of Americans, Michael, are seeing this for what it is. It's just another way to try to bruise up the campaign and, in effect, interfere with the 2024 election process. And this is quite bogus. And I have to think that even in some cases, these states know up front that this is a far reach for them. But that's not what's most important. What they're trying to do is just put more negative information, false information, into the minds of the voters that will influence their vote, right?
That's correct. But I think the most alarming thing, most shocking about this, we've been talking about this across the country, is that whether you like Trump or not, really in this case is irrelevant. What they have done is they have carried it to a step never seen before in history. They're trying to change the very basis of our jurisprudence in America. In America, you still are innocent until proven guilty. In this particular case, you know, President Trump has never even been indicted, much less convicted by a jury of his peers for insurgency. And believe me, if they thought they had anything they could indict him on, that they would. They haven't.
Yeah.
There's no evidence.
But the thing is so dangerous, though, Michael, is that even President Biden called him an insurrectionist. Wait a minute.
Correct.
Why? I mean, to me, that's almost libel, isn't it?
It is libel. And here's why this case is so important, Bill, because if we have gotten to the point in this country where if I don't like you, I can just accuse you of something and then automatically give you the penalties for that accusation without abiding by the basis of our law, which is you're innocent until we prove you guilty before a jury of your peers, that we have totally destroyed any hope of this country ever being a free country again. It's worse than a dictatorship. It's worse than a tyranny. And they know that. You know, what they don't understand is how they set precedent when they do this. If they were to succeed, which they won't. But if they were to succeed, so if all we have to do is say, you know what, I think President Biden is guilty of treason. Take him off the ballot. He can't be on the ballot in this state. One person can make the decision. Secretary of State in Maine is doing that.
They're
just total disregard. There's always a penalty for a sin, Bill, and they're fixing to find out how bad it is right now.
Well, you noted that several attorneys for 27 different states have said the move by the Supreme Court declaring Trump an insurrectionist under the 14th Amendment has vast consequences that reach far beyond Colorado. This is why this is important. And, not only this issue, but I think that I mean, I would love to see the Supreme Court finally just take it out of the local courts and say, okay, all these 91 indictments that we're talking about for Trump, I mean, here he is. This guy is a serious candidate. He's the leading candidate for president of the United States. That this needs to be handled with urgency and as quickly as possible to finally, maybe have the Supreme Court just tell the rest of these federal courts and these wannabe attorney generals that are trying to make a name for themselves is, stand down. And we've got to follow, decorum and the rule of law in such a way to where we can ensure, to all the people, and not just the people, but the world. This is the other thing, too, Michael, it's coming out, is the world realizes that 2020 was a bogus election. I mean, the prime minister of Bangladesh, inasmuch referred, kind of deferred to that, the free and fair elections is under suspicion when it comes to the United States.
Well, we're making a statement worldwide, and it's not a good statement to add on top of that. You take a look at what's going on with the Jeffrey Epstein list. People call me all the time and say, what do you think about this person? What do you think about that person? The people that are on it will be held accountable. That's important. But that's not the main issue. The main issue is that that organization was not just put together by Jeffrey Epstein. It was utilized governmental agencies assisted, American governmental agencies, foreign governmental agencies. And if we're willing to spend our tax dollars to support such horrific behavior of child sex trafficking in order to gain the ability to blackmail people, blackmail elected officials, we are totally morally bankrupt. And that's what we need to be going after. I want to know how much tax, how many tax dollars have been spent on the Jeffrey Epstein. I know the agencies already. I know the answers to my questions. What agencies were involved? FBI, CIA, DOJ, and others. Mossad, MI6. We've got the list. Yeah. And they're trying to desperately bury that information and say, okay, since it's come out, we'll throw you a couple names, so that should satisfy you, then let's move on. No, the reason why we can't move on is because the infrastructure in the organization itself has not been dismantled.
It's just, exactly. Right.
And that has to be destroyed. You know what I mean, mm-hmm. How can God ever bless America when we are promoting and utilizing child sex trafficking for governmental purposes? That is just morally abyss.
Yeah. But this is nothing different than what happened during the era of J. Edgar Hoover in the FBI, right? He had his files on all these politicians and people of power. And, you know, the fact of the matter is that pedophilia, sex trafficking has been gone on for ages. I mean, the recent numbers, the most recent numbers are, you know, here in the United States is something like a $13 billion a year industry. That's as it is right now. And that's not even bringing into account how much more sex trafficking has been promoted and facilitated with our open borders, Michael, to your point.
No, that's exactly right. And, of course, as we were talking about, you know, previously, a little earlier today, you and I, it's the most lucrative businesses, drug trafficking and sex trafficking in the world. Mm-hmm. And, unfortunately, America is being used as a launching pad for the prosperity of those businesses worldwide. They bring them in here, right. Drugs. They bring the chemicals. We put the drugs together, distribute them across the world. They bring the victims in. We distribute them across the world. That is not the kind of legacy this country was built upon, and that's not what we need to have now.
Well, Michael, I felt this way since the first of the year, since January the 1st, as I look back over the past year, I'm looking forward into 2024, and I just have this sense that 2024 is going to be, you know, quite revolutionary and quite revealing, that these issues that you're talking about, these are truth issues, and that, you know, the basis and the foundational principles of our, you know, our Constitution, this great American idea was based on truth. And we've got to get back to these first principles and really hold them sacrosanct in such a way. And I believe that if we do, then, you know, the shroud and the covering of all this illegal activity will be exposed for what it is. And then, you know, America needs to make a decision. Is it going to continue to move in this pattern? Because we can no longer be ignorant. Because we have decided to be ignorant, to allow ourselves to be dumbed down, and to ignore what's right in front of us. We're paying the price for this. We may not see it directly, but we are paying the price. And the price that may be, when it's totaled up, it may be a Sodom and Gomorrah kind of consequence.
You're exactly right. And we're beginning to see that. People are beginning to wake to that fact. And I know they want to do something about it. So make sure that prayer is first and foremost. We're asking God to lead forward and lead the victory. But 2024 will be a monumentous year. No question about it.
Well, for all that is standing here in the balance, Michael, I mean, if this Democratic Republic is to continue, then we must reapprehend and hold on tightly these things that are sacrosanct. And this is our own integrity. It is truth. It is the American way of life that we must return to if there's going to be any future for the next generations that are coming up next, right?
There's no question about it. And that's why I've said before, and will continue to say, you're seeing just how deep it is. It will
exactly
military.
Got to leave it there, Michael Letts. Thank you, buddy.
This report is sponsored by IBM. Oil and gas companies are constantly adapting to a rapidly changing landscape. IBM's Institute for Business Value surveyed 2,000 executives in 25 countries for the Digital Energy Company of the Future study. What they learned is that price volatility, aging infrastructure, and more are in a balancing act with increased customer expectations and disrupted ecosystems. Phil Spring, IBM Consulting Energy and Resources Leader.
For these companies, this is about transitioning to future of low-carbon energy and products, but it is also about value and profit as well as purpose. So of the companies that we surveyed, what we refer to as visionary vanguards, they are taking transformative action. They're using digital technologies and data, and they're integrating sustainability into their investment cases to help transform to the digital energy company of the future.
If oil and gas companies stay focused on implementing data-based decision-making, embedding AI and automation in the business, and aligning sustainability goals with digital transformation, they will be on their way to becoming the digital energy companies of the future. To learn more, visit IBM.com/IBV.
USA News Update. The sound of protesters in Israel, as it's been 3 months and people are questioning where are the hostages and what's being done to get them out. Israelis who are missing a loved one kidnapped by Hamas terrorists back on October 7th, protesting in Tel Aviv and setting up a long table with more than 100 empty white chairs with color pictures of those still being held. In other news, in light of the war in Ukraine and the war in the Middle East, it seems it would be a good idea to know where the U.S. Defense Secretary is, but we are learning more about his absence. Lloyd Austin, turns out, was in the hospital as the result of complications from a medical procedure, and he was even in ICU for a period. Problem is, he reportedly didn't inform the White House for a few days. He was hospitalized Monday, and reporters at the Pentagon first alerted to the situation on Friday. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. Good to have you with us. Happy New Year to you. Dr. John Zemarek is in the batting circle, and he's ready to come up next. The author, senior editor at stream.org, going to talk about whether or not we should gloat when the woke go broke, huh? Should we do an end zone dance as they suffer, you know, and go through this? I mean, some in corporate America are realizing that, the expense of going woke. And they have a fiduciary responsibility, in a corporate America environment to their investors. And the investors are starting to speak out loud going, hey, wait a minute. Heck with this woke stuff. I mean, this is killing us. And the dividends aren't there. We're not very happy about this. And so you're finding corporate America is starting to back away and realize that DEI is really D-I-E. It is dead. It's dying. It doesn't work. I mean, checking the boxes, affirmative action, even the Supreme Court has spoken on this just from a legal standpoint. But just from a common sense standpoint, is that the way you want to, run this this popcorn stand? That here you get university presidents to check boxes and, and then you realize later on you forgot to have the box that said, plagiarism. and so then you got serious trouble here in River City. Dr. John Zemarek is with us now. Hey, John, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Bill, and great news about what happened at Harvard. Although, of course, Claudine Gay had never written or published anything. Even the stuff she claimed to have published was a trivial, ridiculous amount. You know, she didn't. I don't think she even had a full published book. So, I mean, her being president of Harvard was like handing the Black women of America a giant Nerf Special Olympics participation trophy. You can do it. You're so good. Let's pat you on that and give you a little cookie. It's a whole affirmative action thing. It is so cringe. It is so embarrassing. And it's completely un-American.
Well, and the thing is that look how many really legitimate candidates have lost the opportunity. And what this does, I mean, it really exposes affirmative action. I mean, as if we need more examples of it. Look at the Biden administration. The entire Biden administration, if you go down, it's all about checking the boxes. From, Joe Biden to Kamala Harris on down, right?
No, you got two men who wear dresses. You got one of them steals luggage. Okay, check.
Right.
Kamala Harris slept her way to the middle and then just sort of failed her way to the top. If she had been in a wheelchair.
That's what we used to call that the Peter principle, John. You know, remember?
Yeah.
You'd fail up, right?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. The whole principle of affirmative action is wrong, and what it flows from is fundamentally wrong. Here's how affirmative action became so powerful. The Supreme Court took the Civil Rights Act of 1964 and perverted it. They said in decisions in the late 60s, early 70s, you don't have to show evidence of discriminatory intent. If you see unequal numbers in any business, all you have to do is show those numbers. And if there's any policy, let's say you can prove the employer was not discriminating. They just put up something neutral, like an IQ test or a physical fitness test or a requirement for a college degree. If that requirement has a disparate impact on the racial composition or gender composition of the workforce, that in itself constitutes discrimination. So if you were to apply that to the NBA, you could show that being tall and running fast and playing basketball well, it has a disparate impact on little short people from Yucatan.
Yeah.
And white people from Ireland. And so you have to have racial and ethnic equality in the NBA. But they made exceptions for stuff like sports. So the whole thing, in order to avoid incessant lawsuits based on that, corporate America just said, fine, we'll do everything by quota. We don't care. Prices will be higher, services will be worse, people will put up with it. But we're not going to keep getting sued. And that's how corporate America became the evangelist for quotas.
Mm-hmm.
It was that simple.
Yeah, I mean, it was like a dream come true for Jesse Jackson, right?
Yes.
I mean, it just opened the gate, and they just figured, well, you know, we're being shaken down anyway, so what the heck, you know, we'll just surrender. And meanwhile...
Once they did that, they got all these experts and specialists at not getting sued, and they became the DEI industry.
Yes.
And then you had companies like Nike figured out you could turn wokeness into a marketing tool. And that if you got some loser like Colin Kaepernick who does unpatriotic things during games and makes a big deal out of it, that will distract people from the fact that you slave labor in China to make your sneakers, and you can get away with anything.
It's always about the money, isn't it, John? I mean, at the end of the day, you just keep following the money, and you break it down. right?
Usually you can find a financial motive. Sometimes you, when you can't, like what's going on with the transgender movement,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
you can't find a financial angle behind everything. That's when I think, okay, some of this is demonic possession.
I can't explain why
they want to castrate small children, why they want male boxers to punch women in the face. I can't find a rational, selfish motive, so I think these people are possessed.
Yeah, I think it's what my old mentor used to say, John, for people, they just say, well, you're just not open-minded enough. And he would say, well, you're so open-minded, your brains have fallen out. And this is the way some of this stuff is. I mean, and it is. I mean, you can say it's demonic because we know that anything that is demonic is, insane. It's absolute chaos. But, here it is. We're living this out. And the thing is, what I am seeing, from people overseas, John, is they're looking at America and they think, man, this country is nuts. When you've got we've been talking about it this morning. You got the she was just reelected as the prime minister for Bangladesh, talking about that. We had Americans there observing their elections. I mean, like America needs to be. We're the new standard. We know free and fair elections, so we're going to go and observe other countries' elections, right? And so she laughingly chided the American Observer and says, "I think we have we even have more free and fair elections here in Bangladesh than you in America."
We could send our Capitol Police to shoot any election integrity protesters who show up.
Right.
Shoot them
right
in the face like Ashley Babbitt.
Right.
Yeah, America should never have the nerve to lecture anyone about fair elections, human rights, or free speech ever again. We should just be so embarrassed. We should say, you know what, we're good. You do you. We have no moral legitimacy at all.
Well, this is what it's come down to, see? And the thing is that, you see, all this stuff, the 2020 elections, people look and they see the Joe Biden administration and they see it as a joke. But, hey, he's the president and he's the guy that's got the money, just like when he was the vice president telling Ukraine, hey, you better get rid of that prosecutor. You got, my plane's leaving in about 6 hours here and you're not going to get any money if that prosecutor stays in. I mean, this is the way they operate. And guess what? The world knows that. And so they've got to go along to get America's money. Meanwhile, it's our money, John. It's our taxpayer money that's now, what would it be up to? $34 trillion officially now? We've crossed that line? It's insane. Anyway, we got to go to quick break. We come back. I want to talk about the boys in the boat, if that's okay. More from Dr. John's America.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second.
second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court, thanks to treating my skin and joints with SkyRizi, Risankizumab Risen, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
SkyRizi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about SkyRizi and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Before the top of the hour, we're talking with Dr. John Zemarek from Stream.org. John, you did a review on The Boys in the Boat. Captured my attention. Let's talk about that.
What a lovely, what a powerful movie and unexpected. George Clooney directed it. And it's like one of those wonderful old movies from the 1980s, the 1970s, that they used to make, like Chariots of Fire or Gallipoli or Gandhi, one of those films that are beautiful to look at, exquisitely written, beautifully acted, wholesome, nothing that's going to embarrass you, nothing you can't, that the kids can't see, but not corny, not preachy. It's not like a Hallmark movie. It's actually really well-crafted art that taps into traditional values and the good things about our society in the past. The movie The Boys in the Boat, it's a pretty simple story. It's a bunch of underdogs during the Great Depression in 1936, when things were actually at their worst and nothing that Roosevelt had done really did any good. And people had been, almost starving for 4 years. It's a group of students at the University of Washington, and what you see is these are not spoiled college students. They barely have any place to live, and in fact, the hero lives in an abandoned car.
Wow.
He's an orphan. His father abandoned the family, and his mother died. He's trying to get a college degree in engineering, but he doesn't have the money for tuition, and he can't find a job. You see people lining up just desperate for work, just so that they can not starve. He lives out of a car, and he eats out of a soup kitchen while taking classes in engineering. I mean, think about
contrast
with our college experience.
Right.
So he sees that a job is available to anyone who makes the rowing team, the crew team for the University of Washington. And so he does these grueling tryouts, and he makes the team. And now the sport he's never played before, he has to do it in order to live.
Wow.
He also meets a sweet young girl who it turns out was his fourth grade crush that he was in love with in fourth grade, and he had sent her cards and notes.
Uh-huh.
And she actually likes him, and she saved the cards from fourth grade. But
unbelievable.
He doesn't want her,
wow.
Yeah, he doesn't want her to know he's living in this car and eating out of a soup kitchen. And he's trying to stay on this team. And meanwhile, the coach for this team is trying to beat out all the richer schools like University of California and Harvard and Yale and Cornell, because this is the year when the best college team in America will compete in the 1936 Olympics against Hitler's Germany. This is all a true story. It sounds made up, but it's a true story, and it's a beautiful and moving story. But I don't want to spoil any more about it, but it's based on the real story of the U.S. 1936 Olympics team that competed alongside Jesse Owens in his sport against the Nazis in Hitler's Munich. I can't recommend it highly enough.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, you have the contrast of this true story of 1936 and what a legacy, you know, compared to when you've got a celebrity getting their child on a rowing team in Southern California, in order to get a, right? What a contrast.
That is quite the contrast, isn't it?
It is. Hey, I want to talk about something that's in Chronicles, a magazine of American culture that you wrote. How do you solve a problem like Francis? Pope Francis has become quite the problem, hasn't he?
Oh, it's staggering. I mean, before I'd finished writing this article, there was a new scandal to deal with. While I was doing this article, which is it's an overview of Pope Francis and his term of office as Pope, trying to understand what his motive is. What his motives are. Why is he trying to wipe out the Latin Mass when these people just go to church and they don't bother anybody and they're attracting a lot of vocations and they have a lot of young people? Why stomp that out?
Right.
Why, excuse me, why refuse to support pro-life politicians and even condemn Donald Trump for just trying to impose some kind of control on America's borders, but then welcome and congratulate Joe Biden? Why bring Bernie Sanders to the Vatican? Why bring Chelsea Clinton to the Vatican? Why say that China does a better job of implementing Catholic social teaching than America under Trump? Why say that every Catholic was obliged to take a COVID vaccine that was made using the kidney of an aborted girl from the Netherlands named Johanna?
Exactly.
And on and on. In virtually every area, Pope Francis seems like someone who's intentionally trying to destroy the Catholic Church, like as if that were his plan. Because everything he's doing has been tried before and failed. The Presbyterians and the Episcopalians have all done these things, and it just killed them off. It destroyed their churches. They lost everyone, and the mainstream bodies are dying, and their traditional Orthodox split-off groups, usually based in Africa, are thriving. So I don't think Pope Francis is so stupid that he thinks this is all going to work the way they might have thought back in 1968. Oh, and of course, while I was writing the article, Pope Francis came up and with this document. His doctrine guy, Cardinal Tucho, came up with this document saying that priests should bless same-sex couples. But that doesn't mean we approve of them coupling. It doesn't mean we approve of what they do in bed. Oh, really? So if I show up with my friends and we're wearing, I don't know, Ku Klux Klan hoods or something, Not that we do, okay? This is called a hypothetical.
Yes, right.
For all the trolls out there. Mm-hmm. And we show up at the church. Will the priest bless us because everybody deserves a blessing? Or does blessing people publicly make it, you know, in that context of their group, their specific group, blessing that group, that will be a 2, be a 20, does that convey church approval, which is the whole point, that gay activists want church approval? Well, so by doing that, he made it so that gay couples can now sue priests and bishops if they refuse to bless them. And it, and those lawsuits can now say, your own Vatican approves this. So you don't have the right to refuse a blessing to this same-sex couple because your own pope said it's acceptable in your church, so you're going to be sued for discrimination just like the Christian bakers and wedding planners who got sued into oblivion. So this is Pope Francis handing a club to the gay lobby and inviting them to club faithful priests as if they were baby seals on the ice in Greenland.
Mm.
Is all this just Francis being stupid, being naive, being incompetent? And in this article at Chronicles Magazine, which I recommend, wonderful magazine, everyone should subscribe. In this article, I make the case that Pope Francis is an atheist and that he probably did not believe in God even when he entered the seminary, and that he, in fact, hates the Catholic Church, which is why he is persecuting it. It's why he acts like he hates it. I'm speculating, but maybe he is one of those thousands of young men from the Communist Party who were sent to infiltrate seminaries. Mm-hmm. We know the Communist Party did that. Bella Dodd, a former communist spy who repented and became a Catholic, testified before the U.S. Congress and wrote a book about it, how part of a communist global conspiracy was to infiltrate Catholic seminary. Now, if you think, oh, they couldn't do that, remember, the communists infiltrated the physics team on the Manhattan Project that then passed on nuclear secrets, atomic secrets, to Joseph Stalin. So, yeah, the communists can infiltrate something if they're really dedicated. When someone acts like a communist infiltrator who got into something in order to vandalize and destroy it, I believe him.
Mm-hmm.
Shows you who he is. Believe him. Pope Francis, I believe, is an atheist. And I think bishops, faithful bishops who are actually Catholics and Christians and believe that God exists, the bishops have to unify and announce that Pope Francis does not have the Catholic faith. And therefore, they, as bishops, judge he has lost the office of the papacy. He has resigned, in effect. And they have to elect someone new.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so we need that schism. Mm-hmm. We need a schism. We need a split. Just the way when you have if you have a tumor on your body, you need a schism from that tumor. That tumor needs to be cut off before it kills the rest of the body.
And meanwhile, he's kind of made a move like Barack Obama, in that he's loaded up, the synod and those that have influence in the Vatican. He put it very much in favor. I mean, a la what Joe Biden would like to do in stacking the court. He has stacked the synod.
He stacked the cardinals. So that the people who elect his successor are all effeminate leftist mediocrities like him. He's actually created almost a majority of wretches like Blaise Kupich and idiots like Tobin from Newark. Just the dumbest, most mediocre, I call them Disney princesses. And it's going to take a miracle. God's going to have to do something. And I'm kind of hoping a meteorite hits the conclave while there are a few good men still in Africa. But,
amen. God's church, John.
Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do the letters I...